I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Billie Eilish gets caught talking about TikTokers and they respond. Madonna takes a tumble, J-Hope takes on Beyonce, and Peso Pluma takes his show on the road. We sit down with Ira Starr and we find out who's on the top of the Hot 100. I'm Tetris Kelly. Welcome back to Billboard News after a long weekend. It's Tuesday, February 20th, and we gotta start today's show off with some Billie Eilish thoughts. Billie Eilish is confused as to why so many TikTokers were at the People's Choice Awards in a viral video. And one of the app's biggest creators is firing back.
I'm just gonna address this clip of Billie Eilish being disgusted that TikTokers were at the People's Choice. I was one of them.
In the video circulating the net, Billie Eilish is seen apparently saying, there's some like TikTokers here and looking confused. And listen, sometimes I too am at events and wondering how did I get in the presence of Billie Eilish? Should people from the talk be invited to the same carpets as A-listers? Well, Bryce Hall had words for his 24 million followers.
First off, Billie Eilish, I am so sorry that I didn't acknowledge your greatness and bow down to you. Being another human being. There it is right now. And second, People's Choice invited us.
Okay, somebody's passionate. He went on to take away his Eilish stand card.
But the most sad thing, let me just wipe my tear real quick. The most sad thing is what I was a Billie Eilish stan. I stand you, Billie Eilish. And now I don't think I can renegade to any of your songs anymore. So thanks for taking out all my content.
How do you feel about this? Are content creators just as valid to attend big award shows as musicians and actors? Jump in the comments and let us know. There's so much more to get through. Let's run down three more things you should know. Madonna took a tumble when her dancer tripped on stage, but was able to laugh it off without skipping a beat. The viral video from her Seattle show made its rounds on X, and I gotta say, I don't know how well I'd recover from that at my age, let alone at 65. She's the queen of pop for a reason. Speaking of tours, Peso Pluma announced he's hitting the road. The 2024 Exodo tour kicks off in Chicago, May 26th. And we'll have over 35 shows with the arena tour ending in Connecticut on October 11th. According to a press release, you can expect an all-new show inclusive of a fully reimagined set design and set list. With the insane year Peso Pluma has had, this show is guaranteed to be one for the books. I gotta secure my tickets ASAP. Army, rejoice. The boys may be serving in the military, but we can now expect another kind of serve from J-Hope. Our Hope announced a special album, Hope on the Street Volume 1, which includes 6 new tracks and will drop on March 29th. If that day sounds familiar, it's because that's when we get Beyonce's Act 2. It's not a competition in my book. The more music, the better. Plus, J-Hope is giving us a 6-part documentary on Prime Video starting 2 days before the album. He keeps us fed. Time to get to today's interview. Rania sat down with Ira Starr and got all the tea from the recent Grammy nominee.
Did you know when writing it that this was gonna be like your mega hit?
Definitely not. I'm sorry. I was so convinced, they had to convince me to put that song out.
Right.
Because I wasn't sure. And when it did come out, like it started blowing up, I was like having the worst case of imposter syndrome.
Really?
Girl.
What was it that you weren't sure about? Like, why did they have to push you?
I think like I wasn't just sure. Like I put out different sounds all the time. Mm-hmm. But with Rush was very different from anything I had put out.
Right.
And it was like, I don't know if I want to do this. It's just very different. And everybody was like, trust me, Ira, just trust your team. I was like, okay, let's do it. And when it came out, it blew up immediately. Just from the snippet, like a 30-second snippet, it was already trending. And it blew up, and I was like, I started to have imposter syndrome because nothing like that has ever happened to me. So I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I deserve this. Like, you know how it goes. I was a big Disney girl.
Yes.
I used to watch Disney and all the pop stars. I wanted to be a pop star so bad. I wanted to be a teenage pop star, to be exact. I wanted to be the Black Hannah Montana.
I love that. Like, you are. Look at her. Look at her. She is. Like, look at this.
I wanted to be the Black Hannah Montana. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to grow up and I'm going to be that representation for Black women and like African girls. Like, I want my younger sister to be able to, like, you know, feel inspired by this, and her friends and like everybody. I want young people to be able to like feel inspired by this. So I felt like I had a responsibility to do that.
I think you're probably breaking that generational thing.
Exactly.
Where you, a young girl is going to look at you and be like, no, I deserve to do that.
Exactly.
I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I can. And I mm-hmm. think that that's so full circle in the most beautiful way.
For the full interview, head over to billboard.com. Before I let you go, we gotta reveal the chart. And everyone's been following this week closely.
This is the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 for the week dated February 24. Noah Kahan brings Stick Season to the top 10.
Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks and I.
Greedy slips to number 9. While I Remember Everything falls to 8.
I remember everything.
SZA Snooze is at 7. Cruel Summer dips to 6. Last week's number 2, Lose Control, is at 5. As Beautiful Things is at number 4.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
Kanye West, along with Ty Dolla $ign and friends, grabbed the number 3 spot with Carnival. Beyonce debuts at number 2 with Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no Hold'em.
Jack Harlow holds off stiff competition and nabs a 6th week at number 1. But you can whip your loving
on me, baby. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow when we'll take you behind the scenes of Le Sserafim's new music video and we explain NewJeans' rapid rise to success. I'm Tetris Kelly and this is Billboard News.